Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm here today with Betsy McLaughlin, my co-host. And our topic is how to deal with energy vampires in a different way. You know, I used to be taught that I had to barrier and shield and create a bubble around myself, not only with people who tried to suck my energy, but even when I was working on clients. And at the time, it was doing Reiki and pranic healing and different things. I mean, with pranic healing, we even had to have a bowl of salt water to suck all the negative energy out of the room and out of the person. And what if there's an easier way than having to barrier and blockade? And there actually is. So we're going to discuss that on the show today. And one of the things that I've been contemplating as, you know, we're preparing to do this show is the idea that, you know, barriers and shields protect us is such an interesting thing, because if you're an infinite being and you are oneness, then how can you shield or barrier yourself against anything? Because that would just be cutting yourself off and creating separation, and not allowing yourself to receive from everything without judgment. So any barrier or shield that you put up actually limits you from your awareness and from receiving everything. And the more you can receive, the more you can be, the more you can be, the more you can receive. And we can talk about that as the show goes on. So I know, Bets, you were going to introduce the show and we couldn't hear you. Can we hear you now?
I hope so. Y'all can hear me?
Yes. All right.
Hello.
Would you like to talk a little bit about who we are before we dive into this topic?
Before we dive into this juicy topic. Absolutely. So Kathy and I are first and foremost so grateful that you are listening to our show Imperfect Brilliance here on the wonderful Om Times radio station. And there are so many different ways that you can find us, which we'll give you in a minute. But we are moms, we are international best-selling authors, we are radio show hosts. what else are we? We are certified facilitators with Access Consciousness, which is a body of work of tools and techniques and all kinds of fun things designed to create ease and also empower you to create the life that you desire to create, whatever that is. And what else would you like to add to that, Ms. Kathy?
I would say we love to hear from you. And Betsy mentioned that we're going to say some ways you can do that. So you can definitely connect with us on Facebook. You know, we love your show ideas. That really actually helps us create new shows. And also, I do a lot of Facebook videos, so sometimes your questions get channeled into Facebook videos, which I try to tag you in if you've suggested the question or the topic. You can also reach us at imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com, and we each have our own individual websites as well as the Imperfect Brilliance website. So imperfectbrilliance.com, and you can find us there. And subscribe to the newsletter, which will just tell you about upcoming shows as well as fun events. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have a free facilitation call as a celebration of being on OM Times and celebration of changes and growth. And you can come bring your questions, maybe from shows or maybe about getting out of judgment of yourself, whatever they may be, and join us on that free call. So by signing up at imperfectbrilliance.com, you will receive all of that info about how to join us for that and other fun events. And of course, that's free. It's just for us to connect, and we love connecting with you guys. So the other way you can work with us is in person. We're all over the world. I'm on Maui and Betsy is in Maryland, but we do travel, so you can find our schedules often at accessconsciousness.com/ either Kathy Williams with a K and an S at the end, or Betsy McLaughlin, and that's an easy way to find us wherever we may be, whether it's on the East Coast or London or Hawaii or whatever. So it's super fun to play in person. And
yeah,
this
sure
topic, yes, yeah, energy vampires. Yeah, what is that exactly, Bets? You want to talk about that? We've all had them.
And we've all had them for sure. Around somebody who, when you're done being with them, or maybe not even the spot, you know, it could even be to the point where somebody calls you or you see them coming towards you and you kind of groan inside like, oh, here we go. This person completely drains me. I'm so exhausted when I am done in talking to this person. And I know I certainly had many people that I would feel like that with. Oh, goodness, they take so much of my time and my attention and my energy. So that's where, when that description, I just kind of laugh now, because it's like, wow, those were really interesting points of views I had. And anything that you would like to add to I'm combining the two words, right? The vampire energy there. What else would you like to add there, Kathy?
Well, and there are people in healing professions, you know, doctors, nurses, caregivers, even parents who sometimes feel like, oh my goodness, my kid just could take my energy forever, or my patients. And there is an easier way, and we're going to discuss that, because I once had a client who's a doctor. And he said, Kathy, every single day, I am just so drained as I go home from work. And he sees a huge patient load, you know, person after person, 20-minute appointments, you know, and people often need more than 20 minutes. You know what I mean? But the schedule is such that they're slotted in 20-minute slots, and you try to give what you can. And if you consider that you're giving from your own energy, well, then we feel like there's a limited amount of that to go around. But if we actually can give from something that's not our own, right? No one owns it. It's just universal. then there might be the possibility of an unlimited supply versus a limited supply. You want to talk about doing that, Bets?
Sure. And actually, I just finished teaching one of the classes that Kathy and I absolutely adore teaching is the foundation class, where it really changes a lot of points of views and perspectives on subjects just like what we're talking about today. And I always like, before the class gets started, to kind of see what people are looking to change, what they're looking maybe to get out of the class. And a couple of different people said this very topic that we're talking about, which is, I would really like to have more energy. I'm so tired a lot of the times. So in that, I was smiling when I was like, oh, what a great timing, because I talked about it so much this weekend. And do you really give away your energy?
No.
One of the questions, right? So all of the points of views of, like, when, as I described, somebody calls you on the phone or they come towards you in person and you're like, oh, this person's going to suck me dry or drain all my energy. So I even wonder, like, where did that point of view come from to begin with?
That's a really good question. I mean, as a mom, I can see that perhaps you might think your kids are the source of, like, you being drained, right? And so even as a child, if your mom gave you that message, like, you are draining me or something like that, then that's one place where that idea could start to filter in. There is a lack of energy and other people can drain you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I, you know, again, Kathy and I love to challenge all of these points of views in our different conversations and say, is that really true?
Even if it sometimes feels like it.
Right. And what are you allowing to become true in your world by that point of view?
If our point of view creates our reality, then the very thought that someone could drain our energy could allow that to really take place.
Mm-hmm. So would you be willing to change your point of view?
And, you know, this man did. So back to my doctor client. He did. Mm-hmm. I said, are you, if instead of giving them energy from you personally, would you be willing to, and I knew he was a meditator, so this wasn't a huge foreign concept to him. I said, are you connected to the biggest thing there is? And he said, well, yeah. I said, well, would you be willing to give them energy from that? And he said, that conversation in our session together just changed his whole world, because he no longer has to go home feeling drained after work every day. He's tapped into the biggest thing there is, flows energy, and there's always enough to go around for him, mm-hmm. his body, his life, and for everyone else.
Yes.
Just by asking.
Right. And the universe does have unlimited energy. So
everything you see is energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
All your sensations, all the sounds, the light, it's all energy. So go ahead, Beth.
I was just going to add to that. It's, you know, that point of view that somewhere there is a limit, you know, energy is finite and there's a limited amount of energy available to you. What would it be like to tap into a different point of view, a different reality, a different question about, wow, really, what have I decided is real and true that perhaps is not?
Yeah, you want to use the clearing statement?
I sure do. I was like, yep, this is a good time to bring it up. So all the energies that we are bringing up about the decisions, the conclusions, the points of views that we have all made about, you know, somebody taking our energy or that there is a finite amount of it, so we have to, you know, protect it and hold on to it. Would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Wonderful. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And that weird bundle of words is the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. And it is designed to, when you bring up the energies, like what we've been talking about, and there's kind of some weirdness and maybe a little heaviness or anything, it is designed to bring those energies up and clear it. And it is designed on purpose to not make sense and bypass your logical thinking mind.
Because if your mind could have figured out all the problems in your life, it would have by now. So we're going to the energy.
Yeah.
Creating the limitation.
Yeah.
Thank you, Betsy.
And if you're welcome. And if you want to get more information about it, there is a video and all kinds of information at the website, theclearingstatement.com. So I know that we're just about ready to hit the break. Is there a quick question you could leave everybody with?
Well, yeah. If you didn't decide that people could take your energy, how much more energy would you actually have?
Love it.
So we'll have some more tools. and we'll have a little more how-to when we come back from this break. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. We'll be back in a few.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance here today. I am Betsy McLaughlin here with Kathy Williams, and we are talking today about energy vampires and how often have we decided that somebody drains us of our energy.
Yeah. And how much do we resist that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when especially going into a situation where it's like, oh no, this person, you know, is an energy suck or something like that. Oh, we resist it, which actually makes it worse, harder on us. And instead, if we were willing to flow that person energy, so much energy, they might actually go away or not be needy anymore. Right? So like a fire hose of energy, just, yep, there's unlimited, and I will give you as much as you require. I'm not the source of it, but I'm happy to flow it to you.
Yes, and I love that because, and Kathy, you know, when you talk about that, so is it hard work and is it something that you really have to think about doing when you're talking about flowing energy at somebody?
No. You can just ask, and you can just ask to flow them more and more and more. And you don't even have to be in the same room. So I travel quite a bit. And one of the things I do when I'm gone is I flow my husband and kids massive amounts of energy. A lot, just by asking, okay, let's flow, you know, the boys, lots of energy right now. And more. And that way they sense my presence, right? I don't have to, then I can go on and teach my class or do whatever I may be doing. And I don't have to think about it. I'm still continuing to flow them energy. And again, it's an unlimited supply. So I can be off doing other things and, you know, that flow can continue. And in fact, you know, in the foundation class, we discuss different energy flows for people who present in different scenarios. So people who are pushy, people who are on neutral, people who suck, like energy, suck. I mean, like suck your energy. All of these different positions and how to be with each of them energetically. And you can do all four of them. What's the one I left out? I left one out. You can do all four
barriers,
of them.
Pushing, barriers,
oh,
pushing,
barriers.
Neutral, and yeah.
Yeah, when someone has barriers up, they're presenting in a certain energetic way, and there is an energetic way to respond to that that actually creates greater possibilities for both of you. So you can be all of the energy flows that are required for handling all of these different types of people simultaneously. And it doesn't have to be hard work. So everywhere you've decided that you have to have hard work in order to accomplish anything, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Sure. Right, wrong, good and bad.
Go for it.
Short boys and beyond. And I wanted to add to what you were also talking about, Cass, where a lot of the students this weekend, they wanted to know, like, did they have to set an intention with the energy? So when you're talking about flowing energy to your family while you're away from them. And I remember one time you called me and we actually had a whole conversation about, you know, contributing to being away from your kids and what energy you could be. And I remember you told me later that it was such a contribution to be reminded that you don't have to be right in front of them in order to contribute to them and have them feel like you're there with them and that you're talking about them. So if anybody listening is having the thought, well, do I have to set an intention that I'm thinking loving thoughts about them or that I forgive them for an argument we may have had or something like that, how would you answer that question?
So, sorry, I got cut out a little bit. So repeat that, please.
Oh, okay. Sure. No, I was saying that
about an argument.
Some of the students. Yes. So if like you thought you had to have set an intention, if you were not with somebody and you wanted to flow energy to them, and let's say you had an argument, do you have to flow energy like I'm sorry energy? Or if you want to say something, you know, like have your kids or your husband or your wife or your loved one feel connected to you, do you have to set an intention? Do you have to, you know, have loving thoughts? All of those kinds of questions were coming up in class this weekend, so I thought it might be a contribution to talk about that a bit as well.
I think that's really useful, you know, a useful conversation, because we get so many messages that we require intention or affirmation and you know, what I prefer to both of those is a question, because a question unlocks your awareness. So, you know, the question could be, what energy is required here? Right? What energy can I be right now that's going to create a greater possibility? That way you don't have to go in there with a preconceived idea of what energy you should be being. Right? Because shoulds actually keep us from seeing life as it is.
You mean you don't have to have all the answers ahead of time?
Uh-oh. If we did, I'd be in trouble. Yeah. And in fact, it's so freeing to not have the answers ahead of time. And it actually allows us to show up and respond to what shows up.
Oh, you know that, well, you know, we've talked about it before on this show. You mean like being present with people?
Imagine that. Wouldn't that create a greater possibility?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like, you know, we have no idea before we start our show exactly what we're going to talk about. We have a general topic, and then we usually kind of follow a very windy road all around and up and down and back and forth. And we don't have an expectation of what each other's going to say or not say. And so how much more ease does that create for our radio show?
Yeah. And your question about intention or presenting with a loving energy or whatnot brings me to, brought to mind a conversation I was listening to a couple of years ago. I created a book called Relationships Done Easy, and Cass Thomas is one of the authors. And Cass is an Access Consciousness facilitator and 3-day body class facilitator. And she lives in Rome with her husband. And one day he was telling her all about doing her website and how her website should be different and this, that, and the other thing. And she said, oh, I forgot if she said I should pull energy from him or I should, you know, flow energy to him. I think she said I should pull energy from him during this conversation. So she started to pull and he didn't change. He just kept going on and on about how she should change her website. And then she said, oh, I didn't ask a question. What energy flow is going to create the greatest possibilities here? So her preconceived idea of which one to do actually was not effective. And when she started to flow him energy instead, that really worked.
How about that? You mean so there's not one size fits all answer here, Kathy?
No. And darn that's it. Why I say, ask a question. What's going to create the greatest possibilities here? So
yeah.
We have the idea of flowing someone, like we talked about giving a fire hose. You can also pull energy through people. It's not pulling their energy. Remember, you know, energy is unlimited. If you pull energy through people, more energy will come into them. And that's one of the tools that's actually taught in the one-day Access Bars class. Pulling energy from people around you usually gets them a little energized, might get their attention as well. Like if you're at a restaurant and you need a waiter, you might try pulling energy from them, and it's really through them and through you. And we go into real detail about all of these again in the 4-day Access Foundation class. Do you have any of those coming up, Betsy?
I do. I have
class.
One. It is, and I honestly wish that. You know, what would it take to be teaching this class like once a week? It is such an amazing class, and to see just in 4 days the change that people choose and how happy and excited they are at the end of these classes is such an amazing gift. Such an amazing gift. So I do have one coming up the end of May in Northern Virginia in the United States. And we're by 3 different airports, so you can always fly in through BWI, Washington Reagan National Airport, or Dulles International Airport. And
what
I've got a couple others that people are asking me in South Carolina and North Carolina and Maine. But right now I don't have dates for those, so I'll have to get those things settled. And I know Kathy's got, she's got one in London. When is the London one?
I'll be teaching Access Bars on June 27th and the foundation on June 28th. And then Yes, in the magical land of Harry Potter. So we're going to create some magic ourselves. And then Chicago at a beautiful lakefront location, July 10th. Mm. And Hilton Head, again, steps from the beach. It's amazing, July 21st. And then if you want to come play in Hawaii, I'll be here in September and March for classes. And you can find all of those at accessconsciousness.com/Kathy Williams with a K and an S at the end. Super simple. So,
and then for mine, it's the same thing with my name instead of Kathy's.
Yay.
And you can also find it on Facebook, and just you can always message us too if you can't find it.
So, Betsy, I'd like to talk a little bit about, you know, maybe you're working with a client and you feel like, yeah, they're not so much sucking your energy, but you definitely feel like you've taken on some of their stuff.
Mm.
So, or even you've had a conversation with your mother and you leave and you feel like you've taken on some of her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do then?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, Kathy, because that never happened for me.
Oh, darn. Okay. Then I'll say what.
I wonder if anybody thought that is real or true.
All right. Okay. So what do you have for us?
Well, what popped in as you were asking that question is one of my favorite questions, which is, who does this belong to? Is any of that even mine?
Mm,
and so with
is
that
any
question,
of that even mine?
Yeah, right? And,
who
and
does
so
it belong
with that
to?
Question, you can say, oh, you know what? None of that tired energy is mine. None of those points of views are mine. And simply choose to release them. You can return it to sender. You can dissipate it out into the universe. Like, whatever is light and fun for you to be, like, shaking. And that Taylor Swift song, you know, Shake It Off. Just shake
yes.
it off. Just
yes.
shake it off, right? None of that is yours. So it's like, oh, right. And sometimes we really try hard to make it ours. And in that, you know, where are we doing a huge disservice to ourselves and everyone around us by believing that any of that is even ours? And how quickly we can change that by realizing what we have done and be like, oops, none of that's mine. And just boop, done. Return to sender, dissipate into the universe with ease, or whatever words or energy you would like to choose there, and just choose something different and choose again.
Yeah. Choice is always available. That's the cool thing, especially if we mm-hmm. don't resist. If we resist,
yeah.
like, oh my gosh, I've taken on her stuff and I don't know what to do about this and this is just awful and I keep doing this all the time, you know, it's like, okay, clearly I'm resisting. And
yep.
one of my favorite questions is, you know, what am I resisting that if I didn't resist it would change this with total ease?
Yes.
A lot of
totally.
The times when I find like a tension in my body, well, that tension is a resistance in a way, you know? So what am I resisting that if I didn't resist it would change this with total ease?
Mm-hmm.
And you can use the clearing statement or not, because sometimes it'll just go. So we will be right back.
Time for our next break. Thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody, to Imperfect Brilliant, where today we are talking about people who might be draining us energetically, physically, irritate us, or other things like that, and what tools, what questions, and what energy can you be so that you are not at the effect of whatever somebody else is projecting at you or what somebody else might be choosing. So where shall we go next, Miss Kathy?
Well, we've talked so far about, you know, flowing people energy, and that it doesn't matter how far you are from them. You could be across the world from them and still flow them energy. We haven't talked about pets. You can use this with needy pets. You know, your pet is like really needy or gets lonely when you're not around, and you can totally flow animals' energy. Yes. So, and we talked a little bit about the who does this belong to tool. And I think, you know, we could delve into that just a little bit more. In fact, Betsy and I did a free 3-day class on that in either late December, early January, something like that. And you can find that at my website for free. It's iotransformation.com, and then go to the shop, and that class is in there. So the you know, we went into this tool for hours, literally, and days with a big group. But let's talk about it just a little bit more, because the first part of it is who does it belong to, and then what, Betsy?
Oh, goodness.
So I have a thought, or I have an energy, or a heaviness, or something, and I ask, who does it belong to? And then what?
And then what? So another question that I love is, what an infinite, so if you're feeling like, and you mentioned this at the very beginning of the call too, would an infinite being choose this? Would an infinite being feel drained? Would an infinite being feel bothered? And
only maybe
a question. We have delays sometimes, so we're not talking over each other. It sounds like we're talking over each other, but that's not the case. So apologies there when we both start talking at the same time. And of course,
you know,
now I got distracted. What were you going to say?
Oh, sorry, squirrel. I can make a good squirrel. So, you know, as you were asking, would an infinite being, you know, choose feeling drained? What occurred to me is sometimes we kind of like to be, you know, not to be drained necessarily, but if you keep choosing it, it might be useful to look at, like, what do I love about being tired? Or, you know, does that get me attention? Does that get other people doing things for me so I don't have to do them myself? You know, if I'm too tired, then someone else will have to cook dinner, or I just get sympathy, or whatever the case may be. So sometimes when you're having something go on in your life and you keep creating that over and over, it's like, what do I love about this? You know, actually, it occurred to me, I keep creating like a messy desk. Well, what do I love about creating a messy desk? Because if I didn't love something about it, I wouldn't keep doing it. Wow. And then you can clear it, right? So everything that is times a godzillion, destroy and uncreate it all. And if you don't want to use the full clearing statement, you could just say pock and pod all that.
Mm-hmm.
We sometimes laugh. Those are the superheroes of consciousness. Pock and pod.
Yeah. Pock and pod. And that is another great question. It's like, you know, what is right about this I'm not getting? And I had an awareness that I won't go into today because it's kind of a long story, but I had an awareness recently of a question, of asking that question that I've been asking for a long time and never really got anything, which is fine. You don't have to have an answer when you ask a question. That's the other thing too, that asking a question empowers you. You don't have to have the answer when you're asking it. So it's the universe's job to bring us multiple answers, right? Not just one, but multiple answers. And what whispers can we hear and see? And when we're ready or something changes, then you may see something where you've had blinders on before. So that question, like for me, was, what's right about this I'm not getting? I had an aha moment a couple of weeks ago when I went, aha, and it was just, it kind of was like a little domino effect of seeing so many things that I had created in my life from that point of view where I thought it was solid and real and no other way around it. And then why was I creating this over and over and again? And I couldn't understand it. And then when, and I kept trying to understand it, and then learning tools and learning these questions and then just being in the question, when I saw something different than I never saw before, it was really freeing for me and actually very joyful. And I laughed a lot about it. It's like, oh, that's why I created that. And it was something that logically, if I went to my logical mind, which is what I had been doing, it would make absolutely no sense that I would choose that or recreate that situation. And yet I was, like you're talking about the messy desk. Why in the world, if a messy desk bothers me, there's, and again, we're not saying there's anything wrong with a messy desk, but if you're creating it and it's not creating ease in your life, then why in the world would you keep doing it? And so asking that question, well, what's right about this I'm not getting, something different might then show up. So that was kind of a long-winded little story there, but it was such an amazing moment in my life. It was like, oh!
Sometimes awareness is like that, isn't it? Like, oh! And sometimes it's super subtle. And you know, I get this a lot from different clients and people. One of the things, you know, I work with a lot of people one-on-one via Skype or Zoom mostly, and then also in person. And, you know, the first question I ask is, what would you like to get out of this session if you could have anything? And the predominant answer is clarity. Right? The predominant request is clarity. And so, you know, we're asking, whenever we're asking a question, we're asking for awareness in a way. Yeah. And you can ask for it to come really clearly. You can ask to have total clarity and ease with, you know, whatever situation. Mm-hmm. And the more you ask that and request that and know that it's possible, the clearer it can become.
Yeah.
So if your awareness is really fuzzy in a certain area or in a lot of areas, ask for clarity and ask for it to be really apparent to you.
I love that. Thank you for that addition, Kathy. Thank you so much. Yeah. You know, we tend to forget that, you know, we can ask for these things. We can request these things. And it's okay to ask that. It is easy.
So everywhere you've decided, again, you know, so many people, including myself, have been trained that life, you have to really effort to get what you want. You have to work super hard. And yes, you know, working and applying yourself and keeping on in a certain direction are really useful. And what if it could be easier than strain and effort and pushing and all of that? So everywhere you've decided you have to work really hard to get what you want, including to get awareness and clarity, will you destroy and uncreate that?
Yes, please.
Right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, all nine shorts. Wow.
Boys and beyond.
Yeah.
So everywhere, I'm going to say it again, maybe a little differently, but everywhere that you've decided that all of what we're talking about today isn't going to work for you, it's great that it works for us, but it's just hooey. Would you be willing to maybe play with it just a little bit and ask a question, whatever that question is for you? And the questions that we suggest today, again, in every show, they're suggestions. And if something feels like it might be fun or you're willing to experiment with it, try it and see what happens.
Yeah. What do you have to lose? Except your limitations.
Ooh. And you know,
every
what for me,
question.
Kathy, the more limitations that I remove from my life, the more joy, the more expansiveness, the more ease, the more fun, the more amazing people, and more money shows up.
I hear you.
Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please. Yes, please.
Yeah, life just
and
keeps
thank
getting
you,
better.
Universe. Yes. Yeah. Thank you, universe.
And how does it get any better than this?
Right. How does it? Truly, truly, how does it get even better and more magical than it is right now?
So I'd like to go back to the who does it belong to tool. So you have an energy in your body, or, you know, that you feel like you picked up. And, you know, again, when I used to work with people, they would say, oh, you have to put up shields so you don't take on their stuff. Or you have to put a bowl of salt water in the room and you know, fling their negativity into that or whatever. And so, okay, if you feel like you've taken something on from someone, just asking, who does it belong to? And then next, return it to sender with consciousness. And again, yeah. Betsy and I have a whole, you know, three different classes or three different sessions on this that you can get for free at iotransformation.com by looking in the shop. But who does it belong to? And then return it to sender with consciousness, returns that energy and gives the person a choice to do something different with it. Okay, it's just energy, meaning they can use it in a different way. So return it to sender with consciousness. And if you're willing to do that as an exercise all day long for every thought, feeling, or emotion you have, your head gets so clear. It's really a beautiful experience. Yeah. Do you want to say more about that?
Sure. What I would add to that is just because you have a thought, a feeling, or an emotion does not mean that it's yours.
And say
what? You know, right? Because we are all connected. And so we're like psychic SpongeBobs. So, or you want a big radio receiver. So however you'd like to kind of picture that, and we're picking up on people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions all around us. And how many times has somebody, just when they send you a text message or an email, you get this energy of like, oh, they're kind of mad about something, or you may get a happy, joyful. You're connected. You're aware of that person's energy. So in asking these questions, you know, who does this belong to? Is this even mine? Really is an amazing, amazing contribution to my life for sure. And so when I go into angst or anxiety, it's like, oh, wait a minute, is that even mine? Or who am I, who or what am I aware of is another one you can ask.
Yeah. And that helps you identify, oh, it's just my awareness. I don't necessarily have to do anything about it. I'm just that aware.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just because you're aware does not mean you have to do anything with it.
True story. We've covered a number of different tools, from who does it belong to flowing people energy, to pulling energy, and to just realizing that you're super aware. That doesn't mean you have to do anything about it. In fact, it's a gift, right? To a couple of clearings about hard work and also about what are you resisting, that if you didn't resist it, would change this. And, you know, if you have questions about any of these tools, or if you didn't get something about the show, we would love to hear from you. And you can just drop us a line on Facebook, or if you don't like Facebook, imperfectbrilliance@gmail.com. And or come join our celebration party in a couple of weeks. I wish I knew the exact date, but I don't in this moment. So yeah, because we've started the conversation here in this hour, and there, you know, as you go into your life and explore using these tools, things may come up for you. So you're free to call into the show. You know, hop on the line and call us, or drop us a line over the internet and let us know how we can contribute to you.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's in a different show, an additional show, or, you know, we always like to say, if you'd like us to come your direction too, we're into traveling, so let us know. All right.
We'd love to. Thank you all for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. We're so appreciative.
Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great week, and you can catch us in between shows on iTunes or SoundCloud or at iom.fm. And we look forward to seeing you or hearing you next week. Have a good one, everyone.
Bye-bye.